earth and sky.
It's when we get into the next generation of biofuels that a lot of the current research is focused.
That's biochemist Mike Goosey with Shell talking about non-food-based biofuels. Goosey spoke more about the raw material for the next generation of biofuels being developed.
One of these is called lignocellulose. Now, lignocellulose is a tough molecule that makes up the stiffness, if you like, of the cell walls of plants.
Goosey said that lignocellulose can come from prairie grasses, fast-growing trees, waste from food crops, timber waste, and even post-consumer waste. And he also talked of lipids, essentially vegetable oils, for biofuels.
And next-generation research is looking at sources of these vegetable oils, such as algae, and other inedible oily plants, such as jatropha.
Today's biofuels, bioethanol and biodiesel, are made by simply fermenting sugarcane, corn, or soybean. But for the next generation of biofuels, the conversion processes are much more complicated and the subject of intense scientific research all over the world.
The process is very critical, and in that respect, technology is vital for delivering the solutions that are facing us as a world.
More at our website. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.